Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's your Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joel Labov is here. Joel is a great friend of ours, longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner, a book we helped him launch on this show, I'm so happy to say. And he is our top expert on franchising in the Brain Trust. He's our good friend Joel. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. How's it going?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. So, Joel, the world is turned upside down. The marketplace is all discombobulated right now. There are people who are back at work, people who aren't back at work, there are people who went back to work and now they're not working anymore. In no one's lifetime, anybody who's living right now has never been through the train wreck that we've been through economically in this country, and that's got to make it really hard for people to try to figure out who want to become franchise owners. They want to be a franchisee, a local extension of a franchise organization. They want to do that. That's how they want to go to market with their own business. It's got to be hard making those kinds of decisions these days. What do you think?
Yeah, it is. The franchisors that I'm talking to are telling me that there's definitely interest in starting franchises, but people are very, very tentative right now, and that does make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very, very strange atmosphere, and with what we're seeing with the cases, the coronavirus cases growing again, that's certainly not going to help. It's not going to help small business anywhere that is trying to do that's trying to do some projections for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just the math it might not work because it's just
right.
So unpredictable.
We don't know the unpredictable part. Well, and you throw in the politics on top of it. I mean, everybody's so frenetic about it. Doesn't, you know, and what I just said has nothing to do with any particular candidate. It's just the whole process. You know, it's got everybody nuts. But the thing about the projections, that's a really important point you make, because you're trying, when you do a projection, of course, you and I know that all projections are wrong. Most assumptions are wrong, and all projections are wrong. But you still have to do them, and when you can't when you don't have any kind of a record to base it on, I mean, I think everybody, including me, I've been saying for a long time, for several months now, that where we're going is not going to look like where we've been. What do you think?
Yeah, I wrote an article on the 2020 franchise trends, and I do my best with my crystal ball that I have right by my desk to
predict things. It's pretty.
It's pretty intense. It usually works 50% or so. In January, it worked 100% because I predicted that the number one trend would be delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know
right.
that it would be because of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that, you know, that part was wrong. I'm not sure where things are going to go for the rest of the year. We're 6 months into the year, and like most people, I thought that the summer would really help because more of us are going to be outside, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, we thought maybe the virus would, what we now know, apparently, is the virus, the coronavirus is not, COVID-19 is not affected by the heat apparently. That's one thing we were hoping for. Unlike some other viruses, it seems to be, and we're not trying to play epidemiologists here.
Right,
It's just a fact, right, what's going on. But the main thing is, I mean, you talk about delivery. I mean, people are changing their eating habits, their cooking habits,
right.
their shopping habits, their travel habits. I mean, look at what – here's one thing to think about. I mean, if you think about a lot of franchises, they depend upon the movement of humans. And
the foot traffic.
And we don't know how humans are going to move going forward. I mean, the man who's going to follow you today said on my show about a month ago, tell me again why I'm paying $5 million in rent. So,
right.
So his people, if you own a franchise downtown where his HQ is, then, you know, next year those people might not be coming down there in HQ. They may be out in the burbs. And so, you know.
Well,
go ahead. So that comes back to your point you've been making about location, location, location.
Right. And what's interesting, there's a couple things. First of all, the gentleman that you're talking about who okay, let's say he has a big headquarters building, right?
That's
let's say that there's, okay, let's say that there's 700 employees, just for the heck of it, and 500 of them are working out of the house right now. How many of them are going to continue working out of the house? I say a percentage will. That means that the office space needs are going to be smaller, and landlords are going to be affected, and the businesses surrounding those areas that depend on foot traffic from the office employees,
right.
What are they going to do? They're going to go down. So all of a sudden, the point of my article about location was that all of a sudden location may not be as important as it used to be.
Or somebody moved that cheese. Somebody's moved that location cheese. If you're a water franchise, if you're in the water franchise business, you deliver water to, you know, drinking water to offices. Well, you know, I hope you can go to the burbs because there's going to be more of that happening out there, and it's not going to be downtown as much. That's just a metaphorical example of how that's going to be affected.
Right.
Last thoughts.
It is. Sit down restaurants right now. If they're lucky enough to have a patio, they may be able to hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, that location that they paid big money for doesn't matter as much if no one's going there or if only 25% of the people can go there, because 25% of the revenue that they're used to having isn't going to cut it.
Yeah.
So what are those businesses going to do? They're going to have to close, most likely, which means empty office space, and it just spirals down.
It's going to change. The urban landscape is going to change over the next year or two, for sure. Quick break. Right back with Joe LaBava. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. His book is called Become a Franchise Owner.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.